Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 10th, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. And you have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And we are joined right now by our friends from the Tri-Norris Ski Club. We have Bill Arneson with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And we have Kelly Rosenkrantz with us. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here again. I look forward to this. We've been doing this a couple of times together and everything, and I always look forward to when you guys join us and we can talk about this awesome event. I want to dive into the event in a moment, but when we're talking about an event that's been around 90 years, I feel like we have to touch on the history a little bit first. So I'm so excited to talk about this. I didn't do my interview job. How are you guys doing? I should ask how you're doing first. Bill, how you been?
I've been doing fine. Thank you.
Good. Good to hear. Kelly, how about you?
Very well. Thank you. Thanks
good.
For asking.
Good. Okay, yep. Now we can talk about that. You got to be polite. You got to be proper here and everything. Let's dive right into the event, and especially for those people that out there may not know, can we get into the history of the event and why it's so important to this area? And Bill, I'll start with you.
Okay. Pam, your receptionist, just asked me. She had just learned how we got the name Tri-Norris. And I mentioned to her that it was originally started by three Norwegians, my father, Ole, Gunnar Rebney, and Ingmar Ingmarsson. And so there were three Norwegians, and they also had one in Lacusa, one in Port Edwards, and one in Wisconsin Rapids. So they had a Tri-City. So it was a given there.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Tri-North Ski Club.
Ha! I didn't know that either. Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, it's not a well-known fact, but we do have a little history in our ad book every year at our tournament.
Okay.
So, the other thing is they started the hill. My dad and the other two Norwegians started the hill in 1929. In 1932, we became our first tournament and became associated with the Central United States Ski Association. So we've been in existence. This will be our 91st tournament.
Wow.
And this year, we're going to dedicate it to my brother, Ole, who passed away. Ole Jr., I should say. He passed away in July. And so we're going to, in his memory, we're dedicating this tournament to him.
I'm sorry for the loss.
Well, we are too, but he was around for a long time. And
yeah.
He was a judge in the Central United States Ski Association, and he was lucky enough to be an official at the Lake Placid Olympics Games and also Salt Lake City Olympic Games.
That is a good life.
So he had an interesting life.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And what a great way to honor his legacy, naming this. That's a very honorable, nice thing to be able to do, too.
Well, we're hoping that... we've had trouble arranging this tournament this year because of rescheduling, but we're hoping that this will go off on the 25th, and we'll be able to honor him.
Bill, I know what this event means to the community, and I know how many people have long ties to it. I don't think many have the origin story that you do with it and everything. I can't imagine what this event means for you and your family and that it's still going on.
Yes, it is, and... it's dedication with people like Kelly that keep it moving.
It's a fun sport. It's such an engaging sport, too, and it's such a family-friendly. I mean, there's so many things about it that are exciting and fun. I know it's one of my one of the few things you can get my dad to talk about outside of boxing and hockey is skiing. It's one of the few things outside of that, or baseball, I should mention. But when it comes to this, Kelly, and we hear the history of this, how did your history begin with this?
Well, my father was under Bill's father's wing.
Wow.
He jumped back in the 30s. I mean, they had to quit because when the war came. But then my dad really never got started again, but I started at a very young age. And we skied at the Arneson Hill that was right here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's where I got started and then moved out to Syracuse. And then my kids came along. So there's three generations here of skiers and such.
But, it's awesome.
So
it's one of those it's one of these events and one of those things that you participate in out of tradition, maybe out of those things, but you keep doing it longer in life because of the love of the sport, the love of doing it.
And that's it. It's in your blood. And we've had just so many people that have come through the ranks and eventually they leave. I mean, they but there's a few of us that, like I said, it gets in your blood, and it's a beautiful facility, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to watch kids mature.
Let's touch on some other interesting things about the event. Let's tell people about the details right away, when the event is and how they can, where it'll be taking place. Let's touch on that first.
Okay, well, this year it's going to be February 25th, a Saturday. It'll be start at noon, and we'll probably be done around 3 o'clock. As far as the details, we don't charge admission. We feel that the people in the community support us. We can support them. Mm. And it's free parking. We have a huge parking lot. The last few meets, it's been full. And we're expecting from, like Kelly mentioned, 60 to 70 skiers. And they'll be coming from the Central United States Ski Association, which encompasses Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. And so we are well represented at this meet.
What kind of, as far as the meet itself, what kind of events will be going on during that?
Well, we have skiers. We have, actually, we'll be using three hills this year. We have a little 5-meter hill.
Okay.
Those are kids. I think the youngest we've had is 2.5, 3 years old. That'll start on this little hill, and it's just a bump. But
yeah.
We call it a 5-meter, so there are kids that can go 15 feet or
that's awesome
do the math.
That's so cool.
So we have a lot of little beginners on that hill. And then we move to our 10-meter hill, which is another age group, 8 to 9-year-olds, I believe. And then we go to our 20-meter hill, which is a little bigger. You get some 60, 70-foot rides, you know, off of that particular jump. But what's fascinating about Tri-Norse, I'm sure everybody has watched the Olympic Games. And prior years, the Central United States has the best representation on that Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
And all those kids, although they're from Minnesota and Chicago, three of them are right from the Chicago area, all these kids came through our program.
Yeah.
They all started on this little 5-meter hill, went to the 10, went to 20, went to the 40, and then on they go overseas, and then eventually they make this little Olympic ski team. So it was an honor to have been able to announce these kids, and I let everybody know that that's where they all started.
Especially in our house, we've known about Tri-Norse even going back to our living in Chicago and everything because of those ties you're talking about there. And we're big Olympic fans in our house, Winter Olympics especially, big homers. So any chance to shout USA is meaningful. But then when it becomes a Midwest kid out there, we just lose our minds. Like, oh my God, that's even bigger and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool tie to mention. And I don't think we get a chance of mentioning it other than every couple of years when the Winter Olympics come along. But it's always noteworthy, and that's a really cool comment to kind of mention, especially to those out there that may not know that.
Exactly.
The event itself is also going to have some other fun things. I see that the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is going to have a mixed media arts there.
That I'm not aware of. But,
okay.
I know the Visit Rome and Meredith from the Convention and Visitors Bureau have been working on some things. So.
Oh, okay. That is noteworthy. That's really good to hear. And they do such a great job of that.
We encourage use of that facility. I mean, it's out there, and a lot of people don't even know it's there. So just get a hold of us and
it definitely needs to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually an interesting note, Kelly. For those that haven't been able to be out there yet or check it out yet, so maybe we should touch on that a little bit, and getting people out there and getting just, even if it isn't for this event, knowing that it's there and checking it out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
There's when it comes to skiing, to those that haven't done it before or anything, I don't know if it seems intimidating or anything, but there are a few things that I can think of that are, I don't want to say easier to pick up and have fun with, but to pick up and do and just enjoy. Especially once you feel comfortable on those skis, even if you're just going in a straight line, I mean, you're going to enjoy that feeling. You're going to enjoy that, let alone taking a little jump or any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that people, you know, right out the gate we could tell them as far as like putting on a pair of skis first time? Like that they, it might be a good tip, might be good to know just going into this.
Well, just if a little kid has the knack for skiing, I mean, you can take just about any size ski and fit them with a pair of boots. You can get these little skis with just little rubber snap-ons or little bear claws. Or I don't remember what we used to call them, Bill. And just take them around the yard and put a broom handle behind their legs and just get them stabilized. And then get them out to one of these hills and just let them go down at their own pace. And if they like it, they're going to like it. And then you just go from there.
I appreciate that. It's easy. It's I think that right away tells you right out the gate that this is something that if you can get them engaged in at a young age, they can build a little confidence in, they can enjoy, and take a little pride as well in their community. Interesting, we're talking, and I had the guys from the Historic Point Boston this week, and we were talking a little bit about them and how the history of that place and the pride that comes in when people take in tours there and stuff. Feel a very similar thing with this and the Tri-Norris group, that you can't not take a little pride in it and in your community and in the area when you're a part of these things, when you hear the history of it. There's not many things that are celebrating 90 plus years. That's impressive. That is really, and these things happen because certainly the community supports it. And Bill, I really love that line that you had earlier about the event being free because the community supports you guys and you want to support them. So very well said, sir. That's noteworthy too, because I mean, for this to survive that long, for one, it means you guys are doing something right. It also means the community backs this. They believe in it. They enjoy it just as much.
Well, there's one thing that I should note, that we've been kept a secret a long time because nobody knows we're back there, because you can't see it from County Road O. And so we invite the people to come out. We have other events that they can come out to. We have in June, we'll have the Mudder, where we've had as many as 250 kids. Kelly can tell you a little bit more about the course than I can. But and we also have what we call the Colorama in the fall, where we give the people rides up to the top of the hill, and then they climb up to the scaffold and view from up there four counties of color. unfortunately, this last year, we didn't hit the colors, but we still had a very good turnout.
Still
so
a beautiful
that's the
view.
Way people can come out and see what we have there.
Kelly, I want to talk about those other events coming up this year, if you don't mind. We got to take a quick commercial break in a moment. Before we do, though, Bill, I can't let you skate by this any longer. Did I, or who was it that, I'm sorry, because my notes are a little jumbled around here. Who won the MVP award in 2019?
That was me.
Was that you?
Yes.
Was that, Bill, I feel like I should have started with that. That's pretty cool. That's well, pretty cool.
No, that's, I've been on the sports commission for quite a while.
Yeah.
So I was honored that year. But and Kelly has filled in for me on occasions too when I couldn't make it. So
I do remember when this happened, and we weren't able to congratulate you then. So here we are 3 years later. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more with Bill and Kelly from Tri-Norris Ski Club right on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Looking forward to talking some more with our friends from the Tri-Norris Ski Club. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. We've got Bill and Kelly here with us, Bill Arneson and Kelly Rosecrans. I got that time? Okay. A little closer? Closer? We appreciate you guys being here today. We've been talking about the a great event coming up. I want to talk more about that before we wrap up, but Bill touched on a couple of events coming up later this year, and Kelly, if you don't mind, I would like to touch more on those. So if we can just give people a little bit of feedback on those events.
Okay. Every summer, right around Father's Day, we started an event or something about 5-6 years ago called a mini Mudder. And all it is, on our land out there, we have about a mile course with about 17 or 18 different obstacles that kids just have to, and these kids can be, they come from age 2 to 92. There's mothers and fathers and grandmas and grandpas, but anyway, they they run around this course, and we have just different barriers, different obstacles for them to run through. But a lot of them have a lot of mud incorporated with them. So they're going to come out of there really, really muddy if they want to. And believe it or not, they really get into this.
Yeah. I can imagine.
But when they're all finished, I mean, there's one particular tube that I run. It's about 20 feet long, and it's all filled with black dirt, and there's a skirt over the top of it. And these kids have to crawl through there. And a lot of them swim through there. So when when they come out, well, I'm at the finish line, so we have the Rome Fire Department there. So they hose all these kids off. So I mean, that is, they just have a great time doing it.
I can't imagine.
And that's another event where there's concessions. These kids get shirts, but they're all over that facility, and they have a great time.
It's a great one.
So we had 250 kids there, I think, a few years ago before the COVID.
And you said that's usually around Father's Day. That's when we can kind of keep an eye out for it around then. And certainly when you guys announce it, we'll be talking about it on the air here.
That'd be great.
We'll probably bring you guys back to talk about it too.
Yeah. We'd appreciate that.
This year it'll be June 17th on a Saturday.
Okay, June 17th. Okay, good to know. Thank you, sir. That's a fun one. And, you know, with this event, with any of the events you guys put on over there, they're fun. They're great. When you attend these events, not only are you going to have a good time, but you're helping keep things alive over there and keep things running. Because these events help. They go a long ways. And you guys being able to, you know, offer the services you do, to offer the education that you do, to help these kids who, you know, they're going to have a good time. They're going to learn and grow and gain confidence as young people. And you never know, we might have some future Olympians being grown out there too and stuff. And that doesn't hurt. I don't know if anybody, I don't believe anybody out there would be against us bringing more gold home or anything like that. It feels like a pretty good investment to be able to make. And that is what you're doing. When you're attending these events at the Tri-Norris Ski Club, you're making an investment in your community. You are putting back into your community. You are helping a great history, a great event, a fun sport stay alive and keep you guys, all you great people over there, helping you guys continue to do the work you're doing.
I should mention one thing. On February 4th, in conjunction with the Visit Rome and the what they call the draft committee, they had a candlelight walk.
Yeah.
And was attended by over 100 people. And then they had a spaghetti dinner. And that was put on by them. All we had to do was supply the chalet and the course.
That's pretty nice. You know, and the work that we're able to do, we send a big thank you to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting up the interview here and all the work that they do. Again, when you can work with people in the community like that, it makes us all stronger. It makes us all better for it. When it comes to the event itself, is there anything people should know that maybe we haven't gotten a chance to touch on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Our facility out there it's about... on Highway 13 South, you go about a mile past Lake Arrowhead entrance, and you take a left on County Trunk O. The thing with that is, state or the town of Rome has that huge motorcycle course out there, and that is a real broad, vast area that looks like there can be a lot of activities there. People have stopped there, and there was nothing going on, and they turn around left. Many radio television stations that were going to come down to do our event years ago saw that there was no one there, and then we never got on the screen. So you have to keep going. You have to go about another half a mile, and we have signs usually that says ski jump ahead, or we have a place to enter by our gate, but a lot of people miss that because they don't know they have to go another half a mile further to get into our gate, and then we're landlocked back there. So anyway, that's something they should know.
Right on. Very good to know. And we want to remind people that this event, the Mudder coming up, I mean, all year long there is stuff to do. There isn't a bad time of year to be out there at Tri-Norris. It's always beautiful out there, one. There's never a bad look. You're never going to have a bad view, no matter where you're standing or what you're doing out there. But there's other great events. There's other great things going on. I want to encourage people to you know, just celebrate that area all season long.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah,
I would really, Bill and I would really like to thank our community, all the businesses in town. Without without them sponsoring us and their generous donations, we wouldn't be able to survive. So, and there's a lot of people in our community that they help us out, and it's greatly appreciated.
Yeah. It many hands, you know, yes. It helped make this kind of thing happen. And certainly the community thanks you guys for the work that you're doing, too. A lot of that is shown in sponsorship and those kind of things, and hopefully attendance. We want to make sure these events are well attended and that we can help you guys keep on doing this great stuff over there. Mm-hmm. So one more time, let's kind of go over the details of the main event itself and let people know one more time about that, Bill.
Okay, this year it's going to be on February 25th. It was originally scheduled for the 11th of February, but the association had some scheduling problems, and so we ended up going on the 25th, which is a little bit later than we normally do, but it will start at noon, and as Kelly mentioned, go beyond the motorcycle entrance, and it's the next entrance into our hill. You can't see it from County Road O, but, and then we'll have the competition on the 5-meter, 10-meter, 22-meter, and the awards. And we should also mention that we are sponsors of the Badger State Game ski jumping. And so they will be there. They have to register for that separately. And the kids really like that because the Badger State medals are huge.
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of feedback on that. Sponsoring the Badger State Games.
There was two things I wanted to wrap up on, and that was one of the big ones, was the Badger State Games taking place there. The ski jump and the Nordic combined, like, people love this and love that. And it's got to be, I'm glad you mentioned the kids, Bill, because I think we get so caught up in being adults sometimes. Look, you know, thinking about it, looking through a kid's eyes, you're right, I can't imagine how excited they must get at seeing those things. And who knows what that inspires. Our winter activities are well attended and have a lot of great have a lot of good youth in them, but I think we could always use a little bit more, a little more of the younger generations, a little more young blood in a lot of these events. It's a great idea to parents out there to bring them to these. It's a nice fun family event. Let's be honest, this time of year, we're all looking for things to bring us out of the house, to get us out of our shacks and everything. Here's a great one. And you're going to have fun. And it, I mean, by all rights, the weather and everything, the way it's looking, like this should be a pretty nice day out there, too. Mother Nature looks like she's even going to cooperate with us for it.
Just as long as we can have enough snow. Kelly's in charge of getting the hills in shape, so he says that we should be in good shape out there.
Good to hear.
We got a rough week coming up, though, Jeff.
Yeah, we do, yeah. I'll be thinking of you guys every time I talk to the weatherman. I'll see what I can do here.
Thanks. I mean, we're able to stockpile snow, and I think that's what we might have to do.
We're looking forward to the event. It is going to be so much fun. Let's tell people how they can find out more about it. Do you guys have a website? Otherwise, I have the trynorris.org. You can go to trynorris.org is the website that I have here. Mm-hmm. Also, the great Facebook page. Type in your search bar, Try Norris, and you should be able to find it pretty easily from there. Mm-hmm. But keep up to date on those things as well. And again, thank you guys for the time. Really do appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
We're looking forward to having you guys back, too. And we'll be talking about this event leading up to it and sending people your way. I did want to have, we did want to thank also the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau that set up this interview. They had a couple of other notes we wanted to let you know about. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is featuring a mixed media arts invitation exhibit Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays beginning at 10 and is continuing their pottery, writing, and live music. Alexander House Center for Art and History is hosting a photography and jewelry exhibit Tuesday, Thursday, and Sundays beginning at 1 o'clock through the 21st. And of course, the Southwick County Historical Museum is open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Sundays beginning at 1. They feature a traveling Martin Luther King exhibit in honor of Black History Month. And don't forget snowshoes at Med Wildlife. Free parking, snowshoes are available to borrow, and plenty of other great things going on with our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Be sure to check them out and visit them, and a big thank you to them. Want to send a thank you to all of our guests this week. A really fun, successful week of Morning Magazine. Appreciate all the people that came up and put up with me and joined joined us on the air here. And, of course, have to send a big special shout-out to the best in the business, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, with the great scheduling work she does week in and week out. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week. We'll kick it off with Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us for that. Playmakers will be from 10 to 11. We'll be taking your sports thoughts and feelings. Call up with your feelings on anything going on. I don't know. There happens to be a little bit of sports going on this week, and I think there's a big game on Sunday or something like that. Maybe we'll talk about it on Playmakers on Monday. We're looking forward to doing that. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon and later here at WFHR.